43. Johnny, bottle of mayo in the building.
Round two.
Johnny, it's time we got serious.
Yeah, well, I'm saying the thing I was thinking about today is we're really always serious. This, what you see between me and you is really how we are all the time. Yeah. I'm saying there's really nothing that changes about it. Except, I mean, we have a few intimate conversations about some certain things a few times. But, I mean, really, the way we talk right now is the way we talk all the time.
Free flowing.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, I'm around some people sometimes, like on social media and stuff. And, like, I always talk about, like, things that I like that are organic. They're like, well, no, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. But with me and you, it's just... Listen, the craziest thing is I just started that YouTube channel, right? So I have my own YouTube channel now. And I just put, remember that clip when we were walking to see if your car got towed? And I took a video of you and you said, if the button, if you hear beep, beep, they didn't tow it. Got 10,000 views.
Really?
10,000 views on YouTube is a lot.
Yeah.
Someone told me today, the kid Paddington, he goes, that short you put got a lot of views, and I'm like, how do you even see the shorts? So I gotta talk to you about that, Justin. I gotta figure out how to go on YouTube and upload some shorts.
Yeah. Every day, you should be uploading a short a day.
I should be doing a lot of things.
Well, listen, I just got notification now that I just put in the thing for AdSense where I can start making money with it.
All right.
So I'm saying it's the very beginning stages.
Yeah,
of it,
yeah.
Of course,
you get 5 cents, like 1090 Jacobs. I remember the first check I got, it was, you know, $17 or something ridiculous. Yeah. And the kid's got 1 million fucking subscribers now.
It's great. And he's a good kid. We like him.
Yeah, 1090 Jake. He put a little video on last night. We were texting back and forth on Instagram. He goes, you can all keep that hood coffee. I like this suburb
right.
Shit.
Yeah.
He had a Starbucks thing, and I messaged him. I goes, my daughter's got me in there ordering shaken espresso, matcha, fucking this and that. I never knew how to, you know, order in there. Just like, yeah, whatever, medium. And now it's like, you know, matcha grande, fucking. Yeah, they got me too. I finally succumbed.
They got me.
I succumbed, you know.
You succumbed to it.
So we were laughing, texting back and forth. He's always been real good with me.
Yeah, I'm saying, how can't we support the guys that support us, right? So that's usually how me and you are, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we love the Boston thing. We love to be supportive of each other, you know. And then there's things that come up, of course, you know what I'm saying? And there's always, listen.
Little conflicts here.
Yeah, what I'm saying is in relationships, there always are, right? So, you know, I'm going through a couple of, you know, growing pains right now with like my friends about things that I'm doing on social media sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So, and listen, I understand it. You know?
Oh, speaking of that, I have a little something with you too.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I mean, I don't know if this is the place, but no, like you said, this is how we are together.
I mean, we always talk about it. I'm saying it doesn't matter.
The synchronized curls the other day with Spofford.
Oh, with Eric Spofford?
Yeah, I said, what, Johnny, what are you doing? They're at the same time, they got their shirts off like this. I'm like,
no, we didn't have our shirts off. That was that.
So at the same time, doing the curls.
That was so.
Curls
listen,
for
we,
the girls. I go, there
was,
Johnny.
There was a guy there, right? Not for nothing. I mean,
we're gonna set up the camera. We're gonna do
no, but a guy was actually taking. There was a guy there with a camera that was. It's a guy that owns Toscano's or. there was the third guy in the picture with us, a big guy from, he owns a restaurant up in Linfield. Then the owner of the gym was there taking some videos. So we kind of, that guy was coming over to us because Eric was there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Eric's whose idea was it to do the curls at the exact same time?
We were just doing curls like that.
No. Listen, this was like, you ever see the synchronized swimmers when they're in the pool?
Well, I guess that's why, you know, honest to God, I'm saying, we just said, okay, let's do curls. And then we just kind of went in sync anyway. But right. Yeah, no, all definitely. Right. And I got a whole bunch of other content that the guy I got to talk to you about something. I got a whole nother video that I'm going to cut up that the guy actually sent me. Actually, I'm actually going to give him a shout out because.
And Eric Spofford, that guy did big things. Started, I think, with Sober Home, started Granite Recovery in New Hampshire. And I might have had a couple partners and built that place up and sold it for a gazillion dollars. So that guy did it. That guy did it big. And he's still hustling, always trying to make a buck, doing his thing.
Definitely.
Speaking. You know, I mean, me, if I would have sold my rehab for. You know, whatever, 300 million, whatever. I don't know what his cut was. Like, whatever. Even if it was.
He says it. I think he says it's 12 million.
Yeah.
I think $12 million. Yeah. I'm completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guessing, but in some of the videos I watch of him, but.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been, listen, again, the guys that support us, right? Eric's been a sweetheart with me. He's a, you know, well-known guy and, you know, invited me to the gym that day. You know what I'm saying?
He tried to help me get my other Instagram page back.
I remember we called him up that day.
The Be A Man guys are actually the ones that, that got it back, man. Shout out Joe. Joe's the man. And, I won't say his full name. And Harmon, who just,
Harmon's
when they were getting it back, right?
Everything he told you was on the money.
Joe had his hat on. He was at the computer. He's getting in on the back end. And Harmon just stood in front of the green screen and said, get Bean Shooter's Instagram back. Be a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joe followed suit. He did it. But that was great. That was great. Those guys fucking did that for me. But Eric Spofford hooked me up with some guy who, like, you know, stroked me along. And then he didn't answer. And then he said he was gunner. And like, why do that?
And I'm saying, but now that, yeah, that's on the guy anyway.
Oh, 100%. I'm not saying Eric, you know?
Everybody, when you were shadow banned, the craziest thing is, right? So this is relatively
I still am shadow banned, but when I couldn't get in my page,
but I'm saying, the thing that was the craziest thing was, what was everybody's response? I've never seen this.
Yeah.
You can actually, people could look at your page, but you can't access it.
They could comment, they could like on it, and I could go on my phone and
But you couldn't upload anything.
No, I couldn't even see it. I couldn't get in it. It was a
crazy thing. So everybody had said that. And I think what happened was, you know, I mean, Eric knew the guy out in Vegas and he just, you know, dropped a message to him, got you guys hooked up. And then after that, it was that, you know what I'm saying? And
people are like, oh, I could get it back, $3,000, $5,000, this and that, no guarantees and this. And then you got to give me your passwords and everything else. And it's kind of like, oh man, I got to give somebody, I don't know, like I meet through like WhatsApp or something. Yeah, sell me fucking $3,000. And I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. You know, if it's gone, it's gone. But, you know, I lost other pages on Instagram where you wake up and your page is gone, your page has been deleted and that's it. You know, but they have all these people on the dark web, not the black market, that say they can get it back. And there's even people that say they can remove a shadow ban, but I don't know. You know, you don't know. You don't know who to trust. But if there's anyone out there that knows me and knows anything about this, hit me up because I've been shadow banned now since, you know, when did the page get wiped out? In like November. I got it back early January. As imagine I'm up to 300,000 followers. I was up to 292 or 291. And then they just wiped it out. Every day you lose followers, it's down to 282 now. It just sucks. You can't build it up. But it's still there with all those followers. So I can post things on it and stuff. But the only people that can see anything are my followers. But let's not talk. That's a fucking depressing subject.
You brought it up, Mike.
I did. All right. Well, we started talking about Spofford. I don't know how it went there.
Yeah, it went there because you said we were doing synchronized curls. We were synchronized swimming.
Brad Marchand. What do you think, Justin, about this?
I don't know. I mean... They're just trying to get younger. They're trying to rebuild. I mean,
that's definitely what they're doing.
Most tradable assets at that point, right?
But him of all people, that's my favorite Bruin. I love him.
Nose face killer, right?
Yeah,
nose
that's my guy. He's like the Julian Edelman of the Bruins, right? Yeah. Just a blood and guts kid that takes every hit, that ain't afraid to be in the scrum. I love a blood and guts player.
Yeah.
Like a guy like what that makes up for his, like the maybe not lack of talent, right? Because they're very talented people.
Yeah.
But I'm saying just maybe their lack of talent compared to the most talented guy in the league, right? And just blood and guts and just like, you know what?
You see the highlight reels now, but go ahead.
Listen, I love the guy. I'm a huge fan.
When he just bends down and they just fucking huge go fan. Fucking, it's you like, know, listen, the
shit he, so, and I'm going to give you, when you talk about sports now, Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah.
I remember when he
unbelievable
played.
Unbelievable no, this
he played,
year.
When he played for Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
You know how like you see people take a dive? He's a quarterback. This kid's a quarterback.
Yeah, he would take
it. No, he's a freight train. Yeah. He ran into people.
Lower his shoulder, yeah.
No, so
shoulder.
I liked him ever since. And then to see him win a Super Bowl was, I think, rewarding because when I watched him when I was into college football, when I was in prison, and, you know, because that's
how
you
had the ticket. You were taking the bet. You were plugged in. You probably were anyway, but that just intensifies it. You
and
know?
I'm saying, you know, that's how we mark the calendar in prison by football season. You know,
100%. You look forward, and the time flies.
Flies.
The time fastest, flies.
But,
during
you know, Gio says the fastest 17 weeks in the joint. Now it's 18, right?
Yeah.
But because you're like, it's week one. Wow, score. Yeah, you put your shit out there. Then it's like week four, and you're like, wait a minute. Is it week four? No, it's week three.
Yeah.
No, then it's like week seven. You're like, there's no way. Then it's week 11. It's like, there's no way it's week 11. It's the fastest 17 weeks in the joint. Yeah. Gio says it's the best.
It is. It's 100,000%. It's the best. There's no doubt about it. And getting back to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I mean, I was an Eagles fan this year. Like, people are like, how can you care? I don't hate on the fucking Philadelphia Eagles. Whatever.
No, never. How could you?
I don't give a fuck, really. I mean, yeah, of course. I would have liked to win. But I do hate on the Kansas City Chiefs. And Kelsey, I can't stand him, and Mahomes. So it was like, and I really didn't think they were going to win the Eagles. I really didn't think they had a chance. Yeah. It just seemed like Kelsey would always get wide open in the middle of the field. Like, how the fuck is this guy open? But it was great to see him walk in. Did you see the ridiculous outfit he wore walking into the game?
Yes.
And there was like a meme somewhere on Instagram. Someone sent it to me.
There had to be hundreds of them if there wasn't.
But there was one and had him walking in and he had like, it was almost like Saturday Night Fever, like the disco era, like the butterfly collar, the button down shirt with like the bell bottoms.
Yeah.
He looked like a real, real jerk. And it said, imagine having to put this outfit on after fucking.
After losing?
Yeah.
He wore sweats out of there.
After putting up fucking 22 yards or 8 catches or whatever it was, 35 yards, whatever he caught. So It was great, and it was, and you know, people are like, oh, I like to see a good game. Not me. Like, I seen the Patriots. I sweat out so many Super Bowls with them. You know what? I always wanted to see them just boat race somewhere.
100. Well, that's because you're
like
a fan.
I like it when it's 35-0. There's no doubt in there. They're celebrating in the fucking third quarter.
1,000%. You know? But you know what? I'm gonna disagree with you on one thing, Mike.
What's that?
So when everybody was down on the Chiefs this year, they're getting all the calls. I get it. We've seen the ones that were first down. They called it weren't first down. Slow motion, we've seen it. But I think that's the Patriots effect, right? Tom Brady made me a movie star in prison because we won so many championships. I had bragging rights.
Yeah.
I was the chairman of the fucking board in prison because of Tom Brady. And now KC had that kind of like same momentum going with them that they were going to be in that same like classification as the Patriots.
Oh, so and sick of hearing all that fucking talk, right?
Yeah, and I wasn't mad, but I'm glad. Listen, I was rooting for the Eagles. I wanted the Eagles to win. I bet the Eagles. But if Kansas City won, I would have just coupled that in with that just as New England done every time. And everybody hated New England. And I was a staunch New England fan. And so I could identify with that. And what I used to say to people in prison was the best, Mike, right? I used to say, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, you're a gangster? You're a criminal and you don't like the Patriots?
Aaron Hernandez.
Our tight end fucking murders people. The coach of our team is like, you know, deflates to give to the fucking quarterback. And he's the best quarterback of all time. Yeah. And I said, the best thing is the owner of our team, right? Yeah. Goes for a fucking $5 rub and tug.
Yeah.
What and he's a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
You don't like the Patriots? You ain't no gangster.
How can
I
you
used
not?
To kill them all the time. But
how can you not?
It's because I was biased a little bit, Mike.
Speaking of Aaron Hernandez, the Aaron Hernandez story, I watched that, I mean, that fucking defies all fucking reasoning and logic, how he was, this guy was out fucking smoking people and going and playing a full season after killing two people
wild
in a car and then killing someone else. Maybe if he never kills the other one, he never gets caught for the other two, right? I mean,
right. I don't think reckless. I don't think so. And I think you're right about that. But it's just that, listen, When you're engaging in those type of activities, Mike, you have engaged in those type of activities.
Yeah, he's going to keep doing it. Yeah,
you get paranoid.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a criminal, like you're, because every time they came for you, what would you say?
Yeah, someone ratted me out. Who did
right,
it?
Was right. And, those, yeah, and yeah, then but, you're like, what do you mean? This is for a B&E? Nah, Mike, this is a lot different than a B&E. Because you're just always thinking of, you got a guilty conscience. And I always say to people, listen, when you walk out of the bank with the money, you're the only person that knows you got the money. Walk like nobody else knows. If you walk like everybody else knows, everybody else is going to know.
Yeah.
But you know, it's part of paranoia, being a criminal.
100%.
I don't miss it.
No. But, you know, that whole thing, it was fucking, that Aaron Hernandez thing, man. It's so fucking crazy, man. What happened with that?
It's insane. Just the caliber of play he was. He was so good as a player. That, like, you can see, like, you know, you see people in the league, they retire, they get in trouble. This kid was at the height of his career and was a stone. I mean, he was a stone. The kid was from what? Bridgeport, Connecticut?
Yeah, right where ESPN's from.
Yeah.
Another thing in the news this week, we might as well touch on a few current events, right? Did you see the guy who he was getting executed, Justin?
The firing squad.
Did you see it?
That's Gary Gilmore. Was it the same? Yeah. Gary Gilmore was the last guy to get killed by a firing squad.
Yeah. Utah, right?
Yep. And my friend Steve Kessler was in his book.
What's the movie?
Executioner
Song,
is that it?
Yeah, I just got out of jail. I sure could use a little pussy. Doesn't he say that?
So, no, I didn't know hear about this guy. What happened?
So, he sees the people where they, you know, it's not like, you know, if you chose like suicide and your doctor goes and gives you a shot of dope or whatever it is and you fall asleep, like when they give you those drugs, they say your lungs fill up.
Convulse.
And you're like, you actually drown. Well, yeah, like it's like when I got that shot and my body was paralyzed.
Yeah.
You're paralyzed, but your brain knows what's going on. And you're like, imagine that.
No.
That's what, you know, and some people deserve that fucking death. You kill children and this and that. You know, this guy killed his girlfriend's parents, bludgeoned him with a bat. You know, another piece of shit. Killed two fucking innocent people for some nonsense reason. But South Carolina, I believe, gives you the option of the firing squad. And I read this article, this guy witnessed the whole thing, and he'd witnessed a few other executions. And I guess they come out, he had a black uniform on, all black, right?
Inmate?
With a white bullseye on his chest. And he come out, and then they fucking put a hood over his head. And he stood there for 2 minutes, and they're like, you could hear him breathing, you know? And then, like, these slots opened in the wall, like 12 fucking rifles come through. And they said they didn't have no countdown or nothing. Everyone's just sitting there for like 2 minutes. And all of a sudden, bah, 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 boom. And they just, you know, they like said he could see tissue squirting out. And I'm like,
do you think that epitomizes bracing for impact? Yeah, what do you think he was doing?
I mean, wouldn't you want to go that way, though? I mean, that 2 minute wait got to be.
I mean, you're saying this matter of factly. No, I don't want to go that way. I want to fucking go to sleep and go that way.
Yes, obviously. But if you're in his shoes, and you're gonna get strapped to a table and get the fucking shot, or they're gonna put you in the chair
untenable
and fry
right now,
you
Mike.
To
I don't
death.
Want to think about that, and I'm not gonna say I would think about.
Oh no, I am, and I'm gonna say just give me a fucking Camel non-filter or a Lucky Strike. Yep. Just let me take a nice long drag. Don't even let me exhale.
Okay,
let
this
me
is
just take a nice drag then. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, this is the epitome of Monday morning quarterbacking, right? You know, the fat guy on the couch saying, the guard should have pulled left instead of right. He's stupid, right? Yeah. About like the fat guy with the little puppy saying the broad's got a big nose, right?
Yeah.
This is typical Monday morning quarterbacking, Mike. I don't want to be in that situation.
Did you ever see the photo of Carmen Galante?
No.
They killed him in Umberto. Was it? He the one who got killed in Umberto's clam house? He might have been killed in another. That might have been someone else. I might be getting. I don't want to, you know, the mob historians to fucking get on. But he had a cigar clenched in his teeth on the ground. It's like a famous picture.
Yeah.
When they come in the restaurant and just fucking let him
iced
have
him, right?
Yeah, they iced him. But yeah, that's how I'd want to go. You know.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is
we ain't gonna get death by a fire squad anytime soon.
Up until you go. It's your problem. The second you go, it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
The computer goes off, kid. It's over.
Yeah. So we got that going on. We got Donald Trump in the news, you know, everything with these tariffs. I don't know what's going on. I think shit's going to get more
expensive.
That's
what that was when you pulled that thing up on the portal, the $1.76 tax. That's what it was, you know.
No way.
Yes. It says U.S. citizens or U.S. anything transaction done in the U.S. I pulled it up on my phone. I was showing Charlie today. Wow. It's not a tax, a state tax. Oh. That's a tariff.
No way.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I got some Beecher shirts. I got on Amazon. I sell them on Amazon, and they're $40, but there's no shipping fee. So they're $40. So,
And mine's a 28 plus a shipping fee.
Yeah.
Oh, you can come down to my office and get it for 28.
Yeah, I know. That's the deal. That's what I would do, right? Spiro wants a couple of hoodies from you, John. He's been saying it forever. Listen, are you going to go get...
We were just talking about Delray Beach.
He's been asking me for fucking Johnny Bott hoodies. I think he's waiting for me to put up the money. He's a cute prick. You know what I mean? He wants some 27 straight gear. So I told him, get on Amazon, order some bean shoes shirts. Do you
fuck. Listen, we got to get
Spiro on here.
When I get that boxing... Yeah, where is Spiro? Get him on. When I get that boxing shirt, I'm giving you one. Give me a bean shooter shirt.
Yeah, I got you.
I need a bean shooter shirt.
I got you. I
another one.
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day Parade. Coming up Sunday. Can't wait.
Where?
I believe it's in South Boston, Johnny. What do you think it is?
Well, I'm saying they could geographically, Mike. I don't know. We have a Christopher Columbus Day parade in East Boston. Yeah. I'm sure it's not the fucking only one on planet Earth.
When
you're a Lowell guy, Mike. You're not a Boston guy. Yeah. You're a Lowell guy, Mike.
We have a little private joke with someone.
You're a Lowell guy, Mike.
It's not so private anymore. But anybody within a fucking...
I'll be there.
100-mile radius of Boston. You say a St. Paddy's Day parade, you know it's in South Boston. Right. Yeah.
I thought they had the gay people in there, and people were upset about that.
Did you ever see the video of me about that?
No.
Oh, wait till I show you that.
I got to see it.
Oh, that's a
good mean, one. To each his own, right? But I thought people boycotted that. I don't know. This was before, I think when I went to prison, there was a big thing about it. They didn't want to have it no more.
It was crazy.
I don't know what it was.
Anyway.
I guess we're going to the South Boston parade.
Moving forward.
I'll be there. And hopefully we're going to Columbia the next day.
So last year I was on Peter Welch's float, and who do I see screaming, Bean Shooter, right at the bottom of Broadway by Broadway Station?
Wasn't me.
1090 Jake.
Oh, yeah, he was there? Awesome.
Yeah.
I love
that. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
we got to call him. We got to see if he's coming.
Yeah, no, he moved. He lives in Florida now.
Yeah, so what? He can't come back for the parade?
No, he ain't coming back for that madness.
Madness.
No, 100% he ain't. But that was great seeing him last year.
I'm going to reach out to him tonight and see if he is coming.
Yeah, so we had a few other things going on. I have these things, right? I've seen, when you drive through the suburbs now, I don't know if this happens around. It's happening around my way, right? Where these streets where I cut down all the time, all of a sudden these, speed bumps appear.
There's a couple in Revere. You will come off all four tires.
No, I'm busy.
You will think you're in Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm busy on my phone. I'm driving around.
Of course.
I'm not bothering anybody.
Yeah,
it's like I'm on the fucking Twister in fucking Canopy Lake. Boom! What the fuck? What was that? And they're like these plastic, I don't know where they manufacture these speed bumps.
I love how Mike says, I'm on my phone, as if to say, the nerve of these people to put a fucking speed bump there. I'm trying to post something on Instagram.
Here I am, driving along, scrolling, Boom! It's the fucking roof. Where did these things come from?
Yeah, I don't
know. These speed bumps, they're like plastic. I don't know if they glue them down the road. They're not like...
There's a couple in Revere.
They're not like the cement ones.
Yeah,
right?
These are tar. These are cement.
These are manufactured. I don't know what
they're
are.
Huge.
Right?
Fuck.
The nerve of these people. I'm trying to cut through your little suburban neighborhood doing fucking 50 miles an hour down the side street. And then sometimes there's two of them.
They got me twice. People are looking out the windows, right? They got 6-year-old kids see people flying, like Mike on the phone flying down. Hence the reason they put speed bumps, Mike.
So I got a ticket in the mail from a state trooper of all people. The stateies are great, great people in this. It's like Whitey Bulger when he knew the bug was planted. He's like, those state troopers are doing such a great job.
Yeah, right.
That's me now, right? We fucking love the stadiums. And I get a ticket in the mail from a stadium. I'm like, what the hell is this? I open it up. So it was a ticket for cell phone in hand. I'm like, why wouldn't you just pull me over and give it to me?
Right. So is that what we're going to court over? You're going to court at the time right now?
Yeah.
So, you got that in the mail?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that was the start of that.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So I go to court and I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I sit down, they're calling a few other people. It's in BMC, Boston Municipal Court. And there's a statey who comes in and reads each ticket. So there's a few people get up before me. So I get up, I sit down, what the fuck is this? And he's like, you know, on fucking December fucking 30th in the fucking, the Callahan Tunnel. What's the one right near the garden? Is that the, I don't know.
Yeah, Callahan, yeah. Sumner Tunnel.
Yeah, whatever, Sumner, yeah. Whatever. You know, in the tunnel, there was an accident in the, you know, the left lane. They saw a, my truck, you know, pretty much everyone knows. A white Dodge Ram with Michael Lee behind the wheel driving. And he was, as he was trying to clear out the accident scene, the Dodge came to a complete stop, and Mr. Lee held up his phone and said,
"Can't park there.
You can't park there, Justin. Just trying to help. Just trying to help the people move along and stop."
He's a concerned citizen. That's what I see.
Yeah, it as. I'm not saying I said that. So, and it said when he came to a complete stop and yelled, "You can't park there," he caused another accident. Somebody got rear-ended behind him, which I don't remember.
Right.
We're going to need some.
I know. Like, don't they have video proof of that?
Well, yeah, we're going to need some proof.
Just
of
like
this.
In prison, you say you want the tapes from the chow hall saying you stole some. I want the tapes.
So he said, "What do you have to say to this?" And I said, "You know, I really don't want to use the 'it wasn't me' defense, but
it wasn't me.
My passenger, who's not here now, was actually reaching over me with the phone and yelling some nonsense. I don't know what it was. I had to slow down. Stop. It's an accident to go around." So now the guy goes, "I'm just going to lower it to $50 and fine you responsible." So I said, "You know, absolutely not. I need to appeal this to the next, we're going to take this judicial all the way body. To the Supreme Court. I want to cross-examine. I was waiting for him to say, 'Hey, asshole, don't make me bring in the body cam footage of you yelling, you can't find—' No. So I said, "Yeah, I'd like to appeal it." So we're gonna appeal this.
Yeah. So
the appeal happens April 1st. So can we not put this up until, when's this gonna be?
This would be.
It's gonna be close. No, we'll put it up. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But I don't think they're gonna come in with fucking cameras up. And
how did they give you a moving violation that they didn't hand to you and pull you over?
Exactly, Johnny.
Said procedurally, right? That's how we beat disciplinary reports. Yes. Procedurally, is that even like a feasible way to receive a moving violation?
It must be.
Well, that's what I mean. It could, might not be.
Yeah.
You know, that's like them giving you a shot after 24 hours, kid. I mean, they must be able to, but they can't per policy.
So I'm going to take this all the way to the hoop. You know, it wasn't when he said we're going to lower the fine to $50. You know, that sounded great at the time. Yeah. But as you all know, I got some moving violations and like.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. I didn't know that. And I'm not being facetious. Go ahead. Yeah.
On my mother's eyes.
I know. My kid's eyes.
On my mother's eyes. I do have a few moving violations, believe it or not. And those moving violations, not transfer, what end up being more money on your insurance, which is, you know, insurance is the biggest scam going, right?
No question. Then you get into an accident, they want to investigate it.
So my insurance actually got canceled recently because I was away and I didn't pay it. So then they're like,
"No, I never heard that story." When you was on the phone with me saying, "I can't do this. I can't pay this. They want this."
So this is the bet. Yeah, they wanted $12,000.
I don't have it.
For 6 months.
You got it.
Justin, $12,000 for 6 months to insure me. That's how bad I'm like, I don't know, you know, I only got three insanity. Drunk drivers here from 20 years ago. There's not like I ran over a little kid, you know what I mean? What? Just tickets. So it takes me a week to finally find insurance and get it to a reasonable thing. And I had to, you know, had to put it under Johnny's name. You know, I had to pull some strings to try to get it down. So I get it down and they say, "We can get you this thing. You know, we can get you a good rate," which was still a lot of money. It wasn't $12,000 for 6 months, but it was very expensive, right? But I needed insurance. My truck's just sitting there. So I get it, and they say, "Well, it's Progressive. We can give you this price, but you got to get this thing like Snapshot or whatever."
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, hey, no. So
what is it?
Hold on. I have no intention of plugging this thing in my car. They said, "Well, you can tell everything when you accelerate if you hit the brakes." So the thing's been on my table for a week. And I'm looking at it the other day. I'm like, "Should I plug it in?" I'm like, I can't do it. Dude, that day I'm flying up 93, right? May or may not have been glancing at my phone.
I doubt
Sean,
it.
Sean, I look down for a second. I look up. Fast lane. Complete stop. When I tell you, slam on the brakes, swerve sideways. I'm in the left, like the left breakdown lane. I go by this guy sideways.
No, you don't.
Dude, I almost hit him doing about 70. 60. Yeah. Right? And I'm like, imagine if this stupid progressive Snapchat thing was plugged in.
Then it had people out there with that. You had to have a gunpoint.
I would have got a cancellation notice. And I'm like, this guy just slammed on his brakes to a 90 and skidded for a fucking football field. Where is he?
You can laugh about it. You've got good luck. You've got fucking really good
93.
Luck.
So, yeah, the whole snapshot. We're going to rethink this, Justin. We might have to get back.
What actually is snapshot?
We might have to get back in the game room.
It's into your car. And it monitors your car. So they know when you fucking slam the brakes, when you're accelerating, they can tell all that.
And then what do?
They fucking use it to rate your insurance. So they jack it up or jack it down, depending on how good you drive.
I just want to put one in my father's car. And can we somehow finagle it like it's mine? Drive him as Davey. He's driving to the bar every day. Think they will know?
Yeah, I think they would. Just a shot in the dark, Mike.
Yeah, so, there's that. You know, there's that. I'm going to hopefully, you know, on appeal, they'll see that I am 1,000% not at fault. It was the other guy.
The other guy.
He died.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Terrible accident.
He passed away.
Suddenly.
Suddenly. He's no longer with us. All right, we got an update on Pat the Knife. Remember Pat the Knife we had on here?
Yeah.
So did I tell you what happened with him after he was on here?
No. Did you see the thing with him?
No.
Kid from South Boston, Pat Hennessy. He was grew up with Mark Goodman. I don't want to say he's a friend of Mark Goodman's because he's been driving him fucking crazy. Yeah, me too. So he's in he was in a program in South Boston, and he has a problem with stealing. He cannot go in a store without stealing stuff.
Wow.
Right?
Interesting.
So the last time we went to a meeting, me and Mark went to a meeting in South Boston, somebody came in who was in the house with him in the Gavin and said he just got caught stealing a lighter at 7-Eleven.
A lighter.
Yeah. Wow. Probably had 12 of them in his drawer. He's that guy, right? So it's a big thing there. They almost throw him out. So they put his caseworker, his counselor, puts a rubber band around his wrist and said, you know, when you're going to steal, you know, snap it. Like, so he comes on here, I'm breaking his balls a little bit about snapping it, having fun. The next day, he sends me a video on Snapchat stealing a Red Bull at Stop and Shop. So what do I do with that, with said video?
Well, I know you're setting a bad example from the Dunkin' Donuts time.
Yeah. So, Donuts no, time. But I talked to him first. So he's not some fucking innocent fool. I go, you send me this video. I go, you want me to post it? He's all like, all excited about being on the podcast. And then people come up to him, I saw you on, you know, being shooting. So he says, yeah. Not the brightest.
You can't make this shit up, bro. You can't make it up.
Fucking the nose, right? Lepatitis. He's out. His phone starts ringing. Dude. There's a video of you on Bean Shooter's page, so he's trying to play like he's fucking innocent, right? They call him into the Gavin house in the office, and the guy says, I got about 50 phone calls in the last half an hour. Like, you got to pack your shit. You know?
What the fuck?
Hey, he's on probation, court-ordered halfway house. So now he's fucking... He calls me up.
He don't ask you to take it down, does he? Because it's too late at that point.
Johnny, well, it's way worse than that. He calls me up crying.
Like tears?
John. I'm going to go back to jail. I said, wow. First off, stop crying like a woman. That's the first
order. It's making you look real small.
First things first. Lep, how much time do you owe? I ain't going back. I ain't going back. Lep, how much time you owe? 18 months. I ain't going back. Now he starts talking about he's going to fucking hang it up.
He's going to hang it up?
That's what he meant. Yeah, by I'm not going back.
Okay.
And I said, Lep,
Now, did he get this name because he's a kleptomaniac?
No, leprechaun. He looks like a leprechaun.
Because that would be a good name for him, like kleptomania. I mean,
so
kind of makes sense.
So now Goodman calls him, and he rips into him and says, "You know, you talk you all this prison. Pussy. Yeah, you fucking sniveling." You talk all this stud guy stuff, and you're ready to fucking buy the farm.
Hang it up.
Over an 18-month bid.
Nice.
Yeah. Fucking lep. Yeah. So then he goes, so then the police are showing up at the Gavin house looking for him. Because people overheard him saying he was going to kill him.
Oh, now
can he even say that and you kill himself? We probably got to bleep that out, right? I don't know. Shit's so crazy. Yeah, you got to say like unalive.
I love it.
Yeah. You do. You can't really. Bleep them out, okay, Justin? Because I don't want shit getting removed. So
on
people.
On YouTube?
Yeah. Ask fucking 1090J. You ever hear him? Unalive this one. Unalive him. They can't say the word. They'll take it down. Really? So, Lep, right? We can bleep out the other ones. Lep was going around saying he was going to unalive himself.
unalive himself. I like that.
Yeah, unalive. You know, buy the farm, hang it up, whatever, right? So now the police are looking for him because when you say you're going to do that, they come looking for you. So now he says, I'm just going to turn myself into South Boston Court. So he goes into South Boston Court. All of a sudden, my phone rings, 617 number. I answer it. Yeah, it's just, you know, so it's over. Mike Lee, Kyle's place, yeah. Do you know what Patrick Henry? I'm like, oh, if they're going to say, did you post a fucking video, right, and ask me if it was a joke, you know, which obviously I'm going to say, yeah, he didn't, you know. She goes, would you have a bed for him? Yeah, if the judge decides to release him. I said, yes, I do have a soap box. Yes, I'd have a bed for him. So I get him out of it. He's at my house for 3 days. Now he hasn't been home for fucking 3 or 4 days now. That's how he repays me. So now, I don't know. Now he's like, oh, no, they're saying I got to be in a halfway house. This and that. So he just fucking ran me ragged. And now he hasn't been back in 3 days. So we don't know what's going on with him. But we do know one thing, John. We don't want Lep having any information about us.
At all that could
put us in any type of compromise
situation
at all, yeah. Because Lep will fold like a fucking lawn chair. Yes. Apparently, you know, if 18, I could go do 18
you
months
may
right
fold
now.
Fold on the questioning.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but Ben Affleck in the what's the movie?
The Town?
Math Whiz? No.
Oh, I forget. I don't know.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting.
You suspect.
Yeah.
Remember when he?
Remember
when he says that? Lep, you suspect. You'll fold under fucking questioning.
I mean, first of all, let's hope we don't get into do anything that would get us into trouble.
But if we do.
But if we do, we're not going to let Lep know or bring him with us.
Lep is not going to be anywhere near us.
We're going to have.
Or be privy.
Yeah.
To any conversations that
our stories are going to say Iowa, and we'll be all the way on the other side of the world.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine Lap?
The sniveling.
Lap, the snivel. Lap, Lap. Yeah. Lap. Lap, you let us down. Yeah. You let everyone down, Lap.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got that. Paddington. Did you watch Paddington?
I seen some bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, Paddington was. I don't watch him either. You know what? I watched that one because he was on, and he was really good.
Yeah,
and he's intelligent, the prick.
Yeah,
you know, and he was good. I want to bring Paddington back because he was funny and.
This guy tonight, I like this guy tonight.
Yeah, positive message.
Very interesting story.
Yeah, he did. He did, and he dealt with me. You know, he was on the other side when I was acting a fool and getting in so much trouble, and another guy that I used to. You know, lock me up. He worked with, and that other guy. I remember him saying something to my family once. I was back in, and he's like, you know, I like him, but he just doesn't seem to give a fuck. And I remember saying, yeah, it's a pretty fair assessment, you know, at the time. You know, and it's funny to talk to these guys now. The other one texts me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, guys that used to fucking lock me up and everything else now, I have a good relationship with them. I was an asshole. You know, I did what I did. Like you, Johnny, you owned it from day one in a big way, you know. And, yeah, not one to pass the buck or pass blame or say, you know, look at you, fucking 35 years. And so he's, I'm going to unalive myself. Yeah. Make sure you don't send me any clips with the word K-I-L-L on it, you know?
You know what? I mean, I think that, you know, it's, I think it's as we age too. I think age has a lot to do with it that we become, I think with, you know, your views soften. You know, I mean, listen, there's no future in it at all. Zero future in any of that. And I think that when we start having forums like this and getting involved in forums like this, you know, your audience and your reach is a little more broader, right? So you're not just hanging around guys that, you know, that are doing drugs, guys that are committing crime. I'm saying you're touching all walks of life, you know? And I think that's really...
But a guy like you, Johnny, you know, like a real man's man, right? Could you imagine looking at 18 months and be like, oh, I'm good. I'm
gonna lie. I mean, I don't think I could. I don't picture myself looking at anything like that. No, I know. You know what I'm saying? So least of all doing time, I mean. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to do another day. You know what I mean?
No, but.
It's like I say about you, Mike. Listen, I said, here's what I say about you, Mike. I wouldn't trade you for all the fucking money in the world. I love you to death, but I wouldn't buy six more like you for a quarter. You know what I'm saying? So
that could be from Big Charlie. What was your father's name?
Charlie, yeah, Charlie.
Some of the sayings you got that I wish I could have.
Yeah, growing up with that guy was.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, you cut from good cloth, and people would say it to me because my father was loved.
Listen, your father.
You know, just so.
But the story about your father, like, would drink every day. And then, you know, he had some sort of procedure, and you're like, Dad, you want me to get you a six-pack of beer? He was home on the couch, and he said...
Yeah, his hip replaced. Guy drank every day of his life down the bar, and I was watching football.
Crazy.
And, Dad, you want me to get your six-pack? You ever see me drink a beer in the house? No, you never will.
No, insanity, right? I'm saying that's... at that point, that is like, I mean, this guy is
unique.
Just... No, he's not unique. He's like stale.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, methodical movement. Everything is just, you know, pure routine. I mean, there's something to be, listen, this guy, and this guy's a machine, bro.
Yeah.
How old is he?
82.
80 fucking two at the gym every day. Listen, the best is you had the video of him, you dropping him off in the snowstorm.
Yeah.
There was only one guy there, the guy that opened it up. He had his little gym bag, like that little vinyl gym bag you had in like the 80s.
Yeah.
He had it walking into the gym. Yeah. I'm like, yo, this guy is, I mean, listen,
his
my
shower,
father, I love
shower
my
shower shoes in there, soap dish.
The best.
Deodorant,
never
towel.
Listen, guy never takes a shower at home.
Yeah, only on
only
Christmas.
In the gym and only on
when? When the gym's closed on Christmas. And
Christmas Day, he takes a shower at the house. No, but imagine. Listen, imagine if I'm drinking every day, goddamn, bring me back a 12-pack. Forget about a 6-pack.
Yeah.
I want to drink on the couch. I just got my hip done. More of a reason to drink.
Yeah.
And this guy said,
how could you?
You ever seen me drink a beer in the house? Well, you never will.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, huh? Never saw the guy drink at home. You know?
Will of steel.
All right, so St. Patty's Day parade coming up. You, we're trying to get permission for you to come to Colombia. I'm going to Colombia a couple of days after St. Patty's Day.
I should
probably
be there.
Go to Medellin.
I will be checking in with my probation officer tomorrow.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get that done. And being in the federal courthouse, I thought of you yesterday, Johnny. I saw your old sentencing judge.
Judge William Young.
And he snapped at both sides, actually, a little bit. That guy just yelling at people. Like, you could tell that this guy, like, I wouldn't want this guy having any leverage over me or my life or my future. I'll tell you. I wonder how long he was a judge when he sentenced you. Because imagine he sentenced Johnny in 1996.
98 I got sentenced, right? So 96 was the case, the start of the case. So by the time all the proceedings were over, it was 98. And I mean, to be honest with you, I'm saying he's just like borderline brilliant when it comes with the law. He's been on the bench forever, right? I mean, you read some of these guys, this guy's cases, and it's like just the terminology and the vernacular, you know, just the wording and how he puts things together. It's, you know, it's you. I mean, these people are like skilled writers, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, and he was really nice to me until I got sentenced, and then I said all that stuff in court. But he said, "My name is William Young. You can call me Bill." I was like, "Wow, this guy's all right." Until you know, until I started saying my little speech in court. I just, you know what I just did too? I just read my whole speech on a little YouTube video. I just did the complete speech. I just found it the other day, and I read the whole speech on a little.
So how long do you think he was a judge before he sat in jail?
So listen, he was a judge for a while. Really? So he's got to be on the bench. 40 years, Mike. That's 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm saying more than 40.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let me see.
Hey, where's he from?
I don't know. He's from a whole other planet. But let me see.
Yeah, when they make those decisions and they write, when you're reading them, you're in the law library and you're reading all that stuff, they get away with words. And they get away to, like, you know, talk shit and insult you in their rulings.
Yes.
It's like you can see their little sarcasm. You know, like they must read it amongst themselves and just laugh. Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a fraternity.
Yeah. Kind of like the Scally Cab look. What do you think, Justin?
I love it.
Right?
It's funny. At the right angle, it looks like you're one of the Beatles in the 70s with that like mop haircut.
Maybe I am. Yeah. Maybe I was in the Monkees. Judge William Young.
Well, there's William G. Young right there. So does it say how long he's been on the bench? U.S. District Court Judge? I can't see without my glasses. But we're going to have to find that out. But the Scally Cab, I love it.
Yeah, right?
You know what it is? We had the Scally Cabs for that photo shoot within Boston Magazine, so... So that was pretty cool with the suits. Actually, me and Mike were actually...
March 8th, 85, yeah. Nominated by Ronald Reagan on March 8th, 1985.
Okay.
So how long...
Just say even 85. 15
and 20, 40, yeah. Yeah, so 40 years.
40, yeah, good.
Right? But is that right?
We were looking for fedoras, really, Mike. Yeah. Right? We were looking for fedoras. Yeah. But my head's too small. I got to go to Kids Lids to get hats. Yeah. Listen... Mike, listen, tell him. I'm not listening.
He's like, why does he keep saying no? He keeps saying listen. I'm like, no. He's like, no, listen. I go, no.
I got the smallest head on planet Earth. It's like 6 7/8.
So when I get this hat going to the thing, this hat has a backwards B. You gonna notice that? Or does it look the right way, right? So the first two people that noticed it, I'm like, how'd you notice that right away? And a couple people said to me, I'm dyslexic.
Oh, really? That's the style now, though.
They noticed backwards. It right away because it was the right way. Dyslexic people see it backwards. They're like two people. So when I went and got this hat, I went in the store in Lids, actually in the Burlington Mall, and the kid was working. I go, hey, why is this B backwards? And he goes, for bean shooter. I go, let's fucking go. They can't do me. I was like, yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. Mike loves it. I got to get some more of these. I like the backwards.
Yeah, I like the backwards stuff. It's nice. It's just like them, what are them, the Travis Scott sneakers? What are they with the backwards swoosh?
Yeah, you got a pair of them, don't you?
No, I don't have a pair of them. No.
You got the Versaces.
I got the Versaces.
Yeah,
I
bought the guy
Louis
Bobby
Vuittons and Louboutins.
This guy's on the run. Did you know he was on the runway in Fashion Week?
Yeah.
The runway. In Manhattan during Fashion Week.
Times Square. It's an experience.
I know a lot of people that have done it, but I mean, you know. Right, Johnny? I know plenty of people that have been on the runway in Fashion Week.
I know
you, Justin?
I
don't know nobody. Yeah, you do. Now you do.
I mean, that's the extremes.
It's getting late.
Let's show them.
Fire Sweeney.
Fayette Sweeney.
Even though the first game after...
they won 4-0, right?
4-0. Finally won.
I know.
Bean shooter stickers. You need these for your hard hats, your cars. Let's fucking go. Johnny, anything you want to say before we depart?
No. Check out my new YouTube channel.
Yeah, and I still haven't built a TikTok.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
It matters.
We're going to get to all that. Mike, we got plenty of time.
We do.
We're 111 between us, but I think we got a lot of time.
All right, good stuff. What's that, 43? Good shit in the books. Thanks, Justin.
get you. If you're wearing a mask out there, the fresh air's gonna get you. He always shoots from the hip for iced coffee.